Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So there's news out of the NBA. Greg Popovich is stepping down officially as the team's basketball coach. He's going to transition into a full-time role as the team's president of basketball operations. If you don't know, he had a stroke early in the season. It was in November, and he hasn't coached since. He's 76 years old. He's been a part of the Spurs since 94, and he's been the team's head coach since 1996-1997. He's the all-time NBA career wins leader as a coach with 1,422 regular season wins, and he guided San Antonio to 5 NBA titles. Put aside whatever you think about Greg Popovich, an all-time legendary coach. And you know what's interesting is the dynasty conversation. You know, San Antonio had a dynasty, man, under Popovich. And I think it's like one of the more underrated dynasties. From this standpoint, over a 22-year run, they won 5 titles. They lost in the championship series once. They made the Western Conference Finals 5 times, and they never missed the postseason. They were in the playoffs every year, beginning in the 97-98 season. And over the next 22 seasons, they ended up winning 5 titles. They ended up losing in the championship series once. They went to 5 Western Conference Finals, and they never missed the postseason. That's a hell of a run, man. You know, look, the all-time dynasties are, you know, the Celtics of the 50s and 60s, the 11 titles in 12 years or whatever it was. The Yankees of the, you know, 40s through the 60s, the 10 titles that they had. The Yankees have had a couple. I guess, you know, the Patriots, certainly of the Brady era, you know, 6 titles from 2001 to 2018, the Jordan Bulls from 91 to 98, the Packers of the 60s, for sure, the Lombardi Packers. We know all the NFL, you know, dynasties, the Packers of the 60s, the Steelers of the 70s, the Niners of the 80s. You know, the 90s, if you want to say Dallas, I guess we could say Dallas, wasn't a true long-range, long-run dynasty. And then we had the Patriots, who basically had 2 decades of a dynasty. There have been others. The Chiefs here recently are in the midst of a dynastic run. The Lakers have had multiple runs. The Magic, Kareem, Worthy, you know, Byron Scott, Cooper, 80s Lakers teams that won 5 titles. That's, you know, a dynasty. But, man, the Spurs, and I'm sure there's some hockey ones, the Canadiens, the Oilers, the, you know, I guess the Islanders of the 70s and 80s and their titles. I think the Islanders won like 4 titles in like 5 years or something like that. But the San Antonio Spurs, the 22 years under Popovich before, you know, Duncan retired and Tony Parker was gone. What a run, man. Never missing the postseason in 22 years, winning five titles, losing once in the finals, being in the Western Conference Finals 11 times. 11 times. Every 50% of that run, they were at least in the conference finals. You know, I went back and looked this up during the break. During the Spurs time in the NBA, prior to the seasons that they have had as they've, you know, torn it down and started to rebuild it, which it's rebuilding nicely with Victor Wembanyama, and they'll end up with a new coach. I don't know if it'll be the interim coach or not. But when they entered the NBA in the 76 season, over a 48-year period in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have only missed the postseason. Until recently, they had only missed over a 48-year period the postseason three times. I mean, it's one of the more underrated great franchises of all time. Maybe it's just me who's underrating it. Maybe others out there are going, no, I've always known San Antonio to be a great franchise. I mean, when they first moved into the NBA, they were in the Eastern Conference. Doug Moe was their coach. The Iceman, George Gervin, was their best player. But they had other good players, too. They added Artis Gilmore. They had James Silas. They had a guy like Mike Mitchell. They had some really good players. And as Eastern Conference members, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they lost to the Washington Bullets in seven games in 1979. And then they went to the Western Conference and they made it to the conference finals multiple times, but could not get through the Lakers. They lost three times to the Lakers.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the conference finals. But those were years in which San Antonio was good too. You'd be hard-pressed to find a franchise in any of the four major professional sports that have missed the playoffs as few times as San Antonio has. I think that's true. Now, you know, basketball and hockey have a bigger opportunity to make the postseason. But, you know, they weren't just, you know, first-round losers year in and year out. They were championship contenders in a lot of those years. You know, the David Robinson into the Tim Duncan, into the Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard, who, you know, was a finals MVP in 2014. Man, I wonder if Kawhi had stayed in San Antonio, how many more titles they would have won before Duncan retired. Anyway, Popovich stepping down after all of these years. I think most people saw this coming because I don't know that he's been fully recovered from the stroke. I'm not speaking out of turn. I just I've read things periodically here and there, and now that he's stepping down full-time as a coach, he is transitioning into a team president role. So we'll see. All right. Yeah. By the way, the Falcons, I don't know if you saw this, the Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, was hired. It was his son that pulled the prank from Ole Miss on Shedeur Sanders. You know, they got a hold of the private phone number. I did read, by the way, real quickly, one of the reasons all of these teams were given Shedeur Sanders' private number is because he didn't have an agent. Usually the only numbers the teams have access to are the agents' numbers. Now, still, you can't send out, which apparently the league did, a group email to all of the team executives with Shedeur's private phone number on it. The kid got a copy of the email of his dad's email, and then they pranked him. But the Falcons are getting fined $250,000, and Ulbrich himself will be fined $100,000. Thanks, son. Kids are costly. All right, we're done for the day. Have a great weekend. Chris Russell's next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.